What comprises this greater Philadelphia area? Well, the Delaware River is a boundary only on the maps. The Philadelphia city limits are mere road markers, pointing the way to a whole new world. First, across the Delaware Bridge to our equally industrious, equally prosperous neighbor, Camden, New Jersey. The destinies of our two cities are linked together by a spirit, a common good that no mere river can divide. 2 years ago, this was farmland and forest. Levittown, now one of the 10 largest cities in Pennsylvania. For workers anywhere else in the world, this would be a miracle in itself. Trenton, New Jersey, the state capital, where government is big business, but far from the only one. Like most cities in this wondrous area, Trenton is proud of its past, but prouder yet of its future. Wilmington, Delaware, a half-hour ride from Philadelphia, but closer than that in kinship and spirit. Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, where every Christmas a huge star glows from a hilltop. Where every other night in the year, the sky is lit by the hungry furnaces of little steel. Coal from Pennsylvania mines to feed to monsters that never grow cold. And then, steel. In myriad forms, for many purposes. Steel, the backbone and shield of our way of life. Reading, Easton, Allentown, Chester, Pottsville. All these people, and many thousands more, are neighbors of the infant who sleeps in Philadelphia. And it's the dream of every little boy to shop at Allentown's Hess Brothers, where a single toy can cost $5,000. Winken and Blinken are two little eyes, and Nod is a little head, and the wooden shoe that sailed the skies is a wee one's trundle bed. The Delaware River, winding 40 miles to the sea from the port of Philadelphia, the world's largest freshwater port. Here, a cargo ship arrives or departs every 30 minutes of every day or night. Within a 100-mile radius of this port live 21 million people, a greater population density than any other comparable area. This port, with its magnificent facilities, has played the largest single part in bringing our miracle to pass. For this is the Magnet, a safe harbor, free from storms and free from strife, with less man-hours lost because of labor disputes than any other port in the country. Since the end of World War II, the world's most ambitious program of port improvement never has stopped. New facilities for docking, loading, storage, plans for dredging the Delaware to keep it safe for any ship, regardless of size. From this port, goods can be shipped overnight to more than 50 million people, one-third of the nation's population. Unlike many other large ports, this is no hotbed of violence and corruption. The tradition here is one of peaceful mediation, of steady employment. We've kept our waterfront clean. Only for the racketeers is there very little work. From the rich truck farms of New Jersey, food.